Shabbat Shalom. This is our Friday podcast here on the Podbean app. This is Tim Karskaden from Christian Center Shreveport. As we've been dealing with overcoming the battle of our mind, and this is our last day as we deal with this issue. So sit back and enjoy. Well, as I say each week, Shabbat Shalom to everybody that's listening on schedule. So if you're on a Friday and you're listening, then I bless you. If you're not, it's still a great truth to enter into the rest of the Lord. And that's really what we're talking about when we're dealing with all these strongholds we've been doing for over a month now. How to overcome the enemy of our mind and the battles that we've been going through. We must enter into the rest of the Lord. Then Hebrews 3 and 4, it's a whole teaching that the writer gives us dealing with Israel's mistakes of not entering into the rest of the Lord, being in rebellion and doing it their own way. Remember, when you eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you decide what good is, and what you don't like, you call evil. And that's not how we should live. We should go to the tree of life and say, you alone are the answers to life, Lord. You have them. And I want to enter into the rest of what you've done for me. On our topic, we've been dealing with this all week, the strongholds of the mind, the battles of the mind. The only way you can get free of these tormenting thoughts, these battles that you go through, is by entering into the rest of the Lord and what He's done for us and what He's doing for you today. He can do it again. And I want you to just take that truth. We're going to pray at the end of this podcast today. I'll try to save a little time at the end that we can pray for you. I can't say that you'll be totally delivered today, but I think it can be a start. I want to keep giving you the truths about this. And, you know, I did a teaching on October 6th on prayer and fasting and why we pray and fast. And as we said this week, the keys to getting your breakthrough is to meditate on the Word of God, the preceding Word of God, and praying properly. That's how you're going to overcome these battles of your mind. And one of the key ways is prayer and fasting. Now, fasting is for humility. And I did that on October 6th. So you can go to YouTube page, Christian Center Shreveport, and watch that message. It's very simple. I dealt with the impure ways to fast and then the godly ways to fast. And a lot of times, like I said in the sermon, many people fast to try to move God, or it's like a hunger strike. You know, you do this, God, and then I'll set you free. But that's not what the scripture says. Fasting, Isaiah 58 tells us, is to humble yourself. God was rebuking Israel for doing it in impure ways, wrong ways, doing it, trying to move the hand of God and not really wanting to have relationship with God. And I want you to understand this. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're mighty to the pulling down of these arguments, these strongholds, to bring them into obedience of Christ. Now, that sounds like some type of method, but it's in a war that you're in, but it's not a method. These weapons are just been given to you out of relationship with the Lord. So as you're in relationship with Him, you've been given the tools to overcome your enemy. And, you know, when we have this grace that He gives us, it's found in Isaiah 58. When we choose to fast and pray, to humble ourselves, what we're doing is saying, God, I can't set myself free of these tormenting thoughts, this battlefield of my mind. I can't set my mind on things above, the things that are good and lovely, of pure thoughts and above reproach. I can't do it. I got this battle. Then you need to, that's where fasting and prayer can really help you. Because it gets in there and it breaks you. You find out what you're weak in. You're weak in your body, right? So you call out to the Lord for strength. You're weak in your lust of the flesh. You know, you want certain foods. Remember what the serpent said to Eve and Adam in the garden? Take and eat this. Receive this. And, you know, eat of this thing. And then, you know, you'll know this, right? So the prayer and fasting thing, what it does for us is it breaks us, and we say, man, I can't survive. If I don't have you, Lord, I'm going to die of hunger, or I'm going to just pass out, whatever, you know, your battle is during that time. We're doing indulgences right now. We're fasting indulgences like sweets and desserts and things like that, just to show you how much of the voice that thing has in your life. It's amazing what food does. Food has a voice. You know, I always dealt with people, and I helped them in the medical field about smoking. I said, your cigarette has a voice. It says, smoke me, you know, at certain times. Smoke me in the morning. Smoke before you go to bed, whatever. And that's where a stronghold in our mind can do that. It can begin to tell us what to do. And so we want to bring those thoughts into captivity, into obedience to God, and say, no, you're going to do what God says to do. David does that, right? He tells his soul, why are you so downcast? He got out of his soul and got in his spirit realm. And so we do that. We have authority in that way. But if you fast properly and pray and fast properly, you will become broken and humble. And then when you are humble, in Isaiah 58, verse 6, it says, when we choose this type of prayer and fast, he says, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke. And I said in this sermon, but I want to say it again today, that word oppressed means to be bruised. Maybe you've been bruised, and that's where the torment comes in your mind because of the sins of others. Or maybe your own sins, you know, the guilt and the shame, the bitterness and the woundedness that's brought to your mind. It really comes against your mind. The word says here that when we fast and pray what the Lord tells us to do, that we can become free of every yoke that breaks, that puts us in bondage. You know, that includes a love deficit that may be in your lives from those who are responsible for giving you love, but because of your own woundedness, you didn't know to do it, or you didn't receive it properly. God can fill in those deficits for you in that area. So, you know, David was in this prayer in Psalms 35. You know, he said, but without cause they hid their net from me. Without cause they dug a pit for my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. He says, I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer kept returning to my bosom. He said, I went about as though it were my friend or brother. I bowed down mourning as one who sorrows for a mother. Man, he was in a bad place. Man, he was in the pits. His mind was just in discouragement beyond belief. It's like he said, everything I tried didn't change the situation. And that's describing you today. I want you to know that the Lord wants to break that. So when David was accused, betrayed, he was wounded by his own people, he sought the Lord with prayer and fasting, humbling himself for those who had sought to destroy him. Instead of letting resentment and bitterness run its course, he brought the pain and the shame into subjection of fasting. His anger then turned to compassion for the betrayers. And that's when you know your stronghold. That's a weapon the Lord's given us. This is a spiritual battle, right? The weapons of warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty to pulling down that thought. If he could do it for David, he can do it for you. You weren't being hunted. You're not being hunted for people to kill your physical body. He was. They wanted to see him destroyed. Yeah, well, somebody wants to see me destroyed at work, or my family would like to see me go away. Well, whatever. I'm telling you, you can take this from what David said, and you can have that breakthrough. Jesus says in Matthew 23:12, and whoever exalts himself shall be humbled, but whoever humbles himself shall be exalted. You know, exalted doesn't mean you're going to have material things, but it means exalted in the presence of the Father. Who was it that was called a man? David was called a man after God's own heart. In spite of his moral and family failures, he became victorious. So maybe the torment in your mind is, I've failed so much, I can't, you know, receive what the Lord has for me. David did. You can too as well. You know, Jesus on the cross said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. So great healing will occur when the motive of your heart in prayer and fasting is, Father, I do not want to focus on the fault and the blame of my pain upon what others have done to me or for what they haven't done for me. I know that you are my only source of peace and rest for my soul. And so you will extend peace to me like a river. It's what it says in Isaiah 66, right? And I shall be nursed, and I shall be carried on your hip and be fondled on your knees as one whose mother comforts. So will you comfort me. The writer Isaiah was crying out for that comfort. And I want you to cry out today for that as well. I'm telling you, I have faith right now to believe that you can be free, because I know the weapons God's given you is more than enough to pull down these arguments, these thoughts that have exalted themselves against the knowledge of God. So we got a couple of minutes here. I want to pray for you. I want you to believe that you can become free in your mind. Again, I think it's a gradual thing, but it can happen immediately sometimes. I'm not going to limit God what he can do in your life. But you have faith right now. Believe with me, will you? Father, I pray for everybody that listens on this podcast that has had battles in their mind, the things they've been battling for years, oppression, discouragement, anger, bitterness, hatred, and whatever it is, God, whatever we name there, the name that you have is above every one of those names. And we declare that if you said in Joel chapter 2 that we call upon your name, we will be delivered. So I make a declaration today that there's going to be those that on this podcast are being delivered from the snares of the enemy in their mind. I want to declare that right now. I just feel like some of you right now, I just saw this in the spirit, that some of you were trapped. You got trapped. You got seduced into something that made you fall, and it became a torment. And it has tormented you for years and years. I declare to you today, you are free because of what Jesus did for you. As you humble yourself, the Lord will set you free of that entrapment that you fell to. You've blamed yourself, and I'm telling you, God wants to set you free of that blame and that guilt and that shame. He bore those curses on the cross so that you do not have to bear them. Give them to the Lord and watch your mind become free. I speak to every mind right now that's in darkness and cloudiness and a dark spirit that just consumes them. And we say, Jesus, set them free today. Lord, give them the tools or the knowledge of the tools that they have so that they'll know that they can be free. Okay, in Jesus' name we make a declaration there. All right, thanks for listening this week. This is our Shabbat Shalom podcast, entering into the rest of the Lord and what he's done for us. We'll see you next week. See ya.